I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Theater of the People presents another twofer. It's the Euripides Revival with Medea and the Trojan Women, presented in the Rose Fire Bay with performances on Friday and Saturday, and then the next week, April 30th, May 1st, and 2nd. Our guests are three of the members of the production, the co-founders and artistic directors David Noskow and Hannah Moss, and co-director Sabrina Lloyd. David, the notion of taking on this sort of a project leaves me in awe. How'd you decide to do this one?
Well, both Medea and the Trojan Women are stories that we felt met the criteria for a theater of the people. They're fairly relevant humanitarian themes. So this was kind of the joy of a journey that you didn't quite know how it was going to go, but you knew at the end there could possibly be something very special.
You actually do a lot of improv and a lot of evolving theater as you're working. And at the same time, you've got a pretty solid text here. How does this work?
Well, in this particular case, in both shows, we have altered relatively radically from the translated versions that we were using. So we started off with a very rigorous process of going through the story, finding out where the dramatic arcs were, what roles the characters played, and then kind of went backwards and started again with what are the characters trying to say and how can we say it in such a way that it's not 2,500 years ago and it's in a way that the audience can relate to directly.
Hannah Moss is the co-artistic director of the Theater of the People. She actually plays Medea in the production directed by David Noskow. Hannah, David talked just a little bit about going to the text, looking at it, and then going out and then coming back. Tell us a little bit about that process for your character and for the development of Medea.
Well, this was a very special course of action that we took. What I was able to do with developing that character is to go through with the translated text and read the poetry that was involved and the words that Medea uses to explain the feelings that she's going through. And I had the luxury of then being able to internalize those feelings and spit the words out in a way that I might if I were feeling the things that she was feeling.
Did you also do some improv work with this?
Yeah, absolutely. What we did is we went through the scenes and just improvised what that would sound like and what that would be like completely without a script before anyone was memorized or had any idea what lines we were going to have. And that could go on for half an hour for one scene that was a really small scene. But in the end, we then realized kind of some more of the internal dialogue and what the characters are going through.
Sabrina Lloyd is a graduate student in the IU Theater and Drama program. Sabrina, tell us a little bit about how you came to join the Theater of the People for the Euripides Revival, where you're directing the Trojan Women.
Well, I was very fortunate to have David Noskow as a classmate, but earlier this summer I produced a small outdoor production called Aria da Capo by Edna St. Vincent Millay, which Hannah and David were in attendance of, and it seemed to fit in with their idea of what they wanted to do with theater, so they thought I might be a good fit for upcoming projects.
Tell us a little bit about the Trojan Women and your take on it.
Well, these stories are very relevant to our time, and it's somewhat depressing that things like what's happened to the women in the Trojan Women are still occurring. So we wanted to take this idea of deconstructing the text, as the Medea group did, and we wanted to maintain a little bit of the echo of the poetry. So there is some maintained text, but there is also improvised, developed modern speech, a collage.
We've been talking with Sabrina Lloyd. She's the co-director with Sean Cole for the Trojan Women. It's part of the Euripides Revival, the Theater of the People presenting Medea and the Trojan Women in the Rose Fire Bay, with performances Friday and Saturday on April 24th and 25th, 8 o'clock evening performances. There's a Saturday matinee at 2, and then April 30th, May 1st and 2nd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.